Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan and Robin here with the Outdoors and Radio Show.
Good morning, Robin.
Coming to you live and in person from our home in Easton, Maryland on WCBM 680 Radio. We hope you're joining us today. It's going to be a hot day today, sounds like it. But you know what? It's better than all that deluge of rain we had. I mean, I know that probably helps the crops, but man, we got hammered this week, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yep, so... Anyway, I don't know what you said.
I said the printer's out of paper.
Oh, the printer's out of paper. Okay.
Printing out the stuff for the fishing
tackle.
Yeah,
one of the breaks I'll go back there and stock it up with some paper. So, anyway, last weekend was, I don't know, was it eventful? Did we do anything last weekend? I don't remember.
Came home from Atlantic City.
Oh, that's right. We were in Atlantic City. Came home Saturday.
Yep.
Kind of got... reorganized here at the house.
And we cooked the grilled tuna we talked about on the air.
Yeah, and Eileen said she loved using grilled tuna, grilled chicken, anything on the grill to make salad afterwards.
Right. The tuna salad was great.
Yeah, we did. We grilled some tuna steaks on the grill, and I ate a couple of them, and then what? I think we had one or two left over.
I liked them better in the salad than I did on the grill.
Tuna is so dense, it's hard to do right on the grill.
Needs to be done a little less. If you do it too much, it's just
yeah.
Too
I
tough.
Couldn't. I hadn't practiced on tuna on the grill.
Well, so. It takes practice, so that's fine.
I know.
Just have to get more tuna.
Here's the thing. I started out with it on charcoal, and it just would not do what it was supposed to do. And I moved it over to the gas side of the grill and killed it. Why are you shaking your head? Yes, I killed it.
I was trying not to tell everybody you killed it and that I agreed, but you killed it.
Oh, I killed it, yeah. I mean, olive oil, salt, and pepper, but it just wasn't moist enough.
But
what?
The air fryer cod nuggets we made were out of this world.
Oh, yeah, and I think we'll do snakehead if we ever get another one.
Or if I ever find my perch.
Or your perch, yeah. I think we'll do it.
I know.
I think we'll do it like that. Took a cod fillet, cut it in pretty good sized chunks, you know. It was a decent fillet, pretty good sized chunks.
Probably 2x2s.
2x2s, something like that. Salt, pepper, paprika, flour, and a little bit of baking powder in a plastic bag. Shook them up, dusted them pretty good, then dipped them in the egg and milk wash. And then dipped them in the panko breadcrumbs. Did them in the air fryer. I can't remember how long but they were fantastic. They were very good.
I mean, I don't know how many of those.
And then my homemade tartar sauce. You seemed to really like.
It was very good, very good. Always, if you can, like Alan just said, add either bacon soda, baking powder, or cornstarch a little bit to your
flour
mixture, and you'll get a crispier fry.
In the air fryer, especially.
But yeah. even in oil, it just adds to the crispness.
Yeah, it makes it crisper. So, yeah, little trick we learned. So anyway, we ate some fish. That was Sunday. Monday, oh, that was great. I went to the eye doctor, did my diabetic eye exam. Everything's fine. Same as last year. Little bit of a, you know, maybe just eventually you're gonna keep an eye on the cataracts, but nothing right now. Everything's clear. Everything's fine. Prescription change. Got some new sunglasses, which I desperately needed. And then Tuesday was my big day in the dentist chair. 2.5 hours. Drilling. And drilling and filling. Let's just put it that way for 2.5 hours, and then we build a nice little three-tooth bridge. Oh, I forgot they pulled a tooth. So, yeah, it was wonderful. Wonderful day in the dentist chair. Wednesday, Thursday, not much. Friday, you know.
We had the great grandkids Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, we did. So, just kind of a uneventful week. Anyway.
It's nice. I kind of got you on a semi-break, so.
Yeah, I'm on a semi-break with the magazine. Oh, that's the other thing. Yeah, Wednesday and yesterday was spent a couple hours with our designer for the for our new websites. I think I explained a couple weeks ago that the software that was kept on our webmaster's computer was not compatible with the latest upgrade on Windows. So all of our websites are operating, they just can't be updated. And that's bad, because we update the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, you know, every quarter with a flip book online. You can read everything online, link to all our sponsors. Link's there. Spring issue's up. Summer issue isn't up there yet because everything just kind of went south. So we are working on new and improved websites for not Ellis Outdoors. That one's fine. But for that houses the Outdoors and Radio Show. You can still go on there, still get the podcasts, everything else. But the Hunting Quarterly, Maryland Loves Crabs, Bucks, Bears, Stags, and Eastern Shore are all kind of just sitting there right now, unable to be changed. And, oh, that's one thing we did yesterday.
Yep. What?
We did commit to a little space for Eastern Shore here sometime in July. We'll be sometime in July doing the...
End of July, probably.
Yeah. Putting a little booth at the farmer's market. Yeah. Hey, let's talk to Mark in Reisterstown. Morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much for taking my phone call. By the way, you have a great program. I've been listening to it for many, many, many years.
Well, thank you.
And, you know, I love tuna, so I took a can of tuna out of my cabinet, and I thought, you know, for the benefit of our listeners and all that, maybe you could talk about... number one, when they say dolphin-safe tuna, what's dolphin-safe tuna? And also, what's the difference between chunk light tuna, chunk white tuna, and solid white tuna? Is it a different actual fish, or is it just a different part of the fish, or how do they make that difference?
It's different parts of the fish, isn't it?
Some of it is, but some of it is tuna, but... Most of the bluefin tuna goes to Japan anymore, you know. I mean, we have some restaurants that are buying bluefin tuna off the docks, and those are cut commercially. You've seen Wicked Tuna on TV.
But everything you see on there says chunk white albacore.
Yeah, albacore. That's right. It's a different tuna. It's a smaller tuna.
Right.
And that's what most of the white tuna fish is.
I don't like any except the chunk white.
The chunk white.
Yeah, I don't like the dark.
It's different parts of the tuna. I mean, it's, you know, it's different...
cuts.
Yeah, different cuts, different, you know, different parts. Some of it might be tail meat, some of it might be filet meat, that type of thing.
I'll look into it to make sure we're completely correct, Mark, though. What is dolphin-safe tuna? Is that what it's called?
Dolphin-safe tuna is a tuna that is caught in the commercial nets, all right, with the dolphin, not the dolphin fish, but the dolphin mammal, the porpoise, the
bottlenose,
you know, and the other species of dolphin get caught in the nets. And it used to be, they used to be a bycatch, and it used to be discarded and killed. But now with all the environmental regulations, the Endangered Species Act and all that stuff, the industry has decided that it puts a better face on it if they, you know, if they are able to release those dolphin, you know, before they bring them on board, before they kill them on board, basically. So that's what dolphin-free tuna is. There was a big stink about that back in the...
That's so informative, and I appreciate that, because I did not know. See, I learned, again, we learn something new every day, so I had no idea. Now I'm a big nature person, and so the dolphin and the porpoise are sort of related to each other. I did not know that.
Well, that's true, but then there's another fish that is always shown on the menu as mahi-mahi.
Mm-hmm.
Or Dorado, that's the dolphin fish. That's not the dolphin.
Okay.
That's not the dolphin, the mammal.
Gotcha. Okay?
That's not Flipper. Okay? You know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about Flipper, right?
Oh, I love that TV show. It's a great TV show.
Yeah.
I love that show.
I know. So, I hope that answers your question.
It does. Terrific. Thank you very, very much.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is really interesting. I'm going to read this, and then if I have anything that makes sense, I'll explain it. But I looked it up online. It's really kind of interesting. It has to do with dolphin encircling nets and non-encircling nets. And
right.
Really interesting. And truth in advertising. It got kind of nasty about all of it.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to read it. You're going to read it while we're on the break, and then report back.
Yeah. If I come up with something that sounds like I know what I'm talking about, yes.
Okay. Cool. You're usually so well informed. You really are, because you do a lot of research.
I'm just good at Google.
You are good at search engine stuff. I will agree with you 100%. So.
Don't tell somebody online that your husband's not technically challenged, or he'll.
Yeah,
overhear you and kill you.
That wasn't very nice.
I didn't. I was, but if you had listened to the whole conversation, and you say on here that you're not, you're technically challenged constantly.
I know.
So, when you were confusing the heck out of a woman, I was just trying to smooth things over. I'm a smoother.
Yeah, you're smoothie, all right, smooth operator. You remind me that. Was that Sade that did that song, Smooth Operator? Who was that?
I don't remember.
It doesn't matter. Hey, let's go fishing. We're going to Clyde Sports Shop, and we're going to get some new premium monofilament line wound on our spools, and we'll be ready to go. They do that very, very well. They wind up thousands and thousands of yards of line on people's reels every year. They do sell Shakespeare rods and reels, Fluger rods and reels, including the world-famous Ugly Stick. And they have the other brands as well, of course, the Penn spinning reels and that type of thing. I like the Fluger spinning reel, the President series, for a mid-range spinning reel. It serves me well, and I use a couple of them in my fishing adventures. So, and if you look, kids are out of school. They've got fishing combos for kids and fishing kits with a little bit of species-specific tackle. If you're fishing for bass or trout or catfish or panfish, you can find one of those kits there as well. St. Croix rods, another great fishing rod, and a big selection at Clyde Sports Shop. If you want to upgrade your rod to St. Croix, that's the way to do it. Live and frozen bait, minnows, fishing license, rod repairs, and lures, hooks, and lead weights for every kind of fishing, including rockfish, circle hooks, bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes if you want. Open 7 days a week, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. The phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. The new website is clydesfishinggear.com. Okay, you put it off long enough. Summer's here. It's 90 degrees today, right? Some people love it. They're going to be out on their deck. They're going to be out in the backyard. They're going to get the grills out, cracking up, and doing those tuna and chicken and pork and steaks and burgers and hot dogs and all that stuff. Well, Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, that's your go-to place for making backyard fun. If you want to take family out, why not stop by the why not stop by Backyard Billy's today and check out that giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs. They've got those Adirondack chairs, 300 of them in stock. You can see all that when you drive by on Route 50. Make sure you take a look when you get near Exit 44, and you'll see all that beautiful stuff sitting out there in Backyard Billy's backyard. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds at Backyard Billy's with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's giant showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills. They offer the pellet grills by Traeger, the Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe's charcoal smoker grills. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas and anything and everything you need. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and the furniture for any lifestyle, theme, and budget. You know what? Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. More about that later. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Sperry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just the good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way the only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right. Hey, programming note, next week in the 6 o'clock hour, we've invited State Delegate Dan Cox, candidate for governor of Maryland, to be on the show. They've agreed. Hopefully we'll have a little bit more on that on our Facebook page this week, right, Robin?
Yes, sir.
So I got to reach out to them this weekend and get some stuff. Dan is a state Senate delegate. Dan Cox is a husband, a father, a Republican conservative candidate for governor of Maryland, a believer in the goodness of God for the people of our great state. He's a lifelong Marylander. Dan has served the people of Maryland as a small businessman, a 15-plus-year constitutional attorney, and a state delegate representing one of the largest districts in Maryland, Frederick and Carroll Counties, District 4, with over 130,000 constituents. Dan is married to his wife, Valerie, who's from the Eastern Shore of Maryland, and together they have 10 children.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, let's talk about tuna.
Okay, just to follow up with Mark, okay? The differences between chunk, white, solid white, they're the same, just different ways it's made. And light. Light, chunk white can only be albacore. White can only be albacore.
Okay.
It also has a higher omega-3 acid, so that it's good. It's got the healthier fats that you want.
More fat, yep.
Okay. The light costs a little bit less, and it's a mixture of, now I got to find it, skipjack, yellowfin, tongall, and big eye.
So it's all the tunas thrown together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which is the light.
Right, and they say it has a stronger flavor, so if you're going to do a really heavy salad with lots of mayonnaise and lots of stuff in it, and you want the tuna to shine through, you want the light because it's got a stronger, fishier flavor.
Yeah, that's not for me.
Me either. That's the reason I used to watch.
I'm not an oily fish guy.
I will say, after you cooked that fish last week, it took 2 days to get the smell out of the kitchen.
Well, it did. I know.
I mean, I just couldn't take it anymore.
Well, you do fish in the deep fryer. It kind of gets ingrained, no question. Yeah.
Well, a daughter walks in, brings the kids on the Tuesday, and she goes, "Mom, what's with the fish?"
I know. Yeah. And that was cod. That's the only thing I did in there, so that, you know.
Yeah, but you cut the tuna up in there and stuff, too.
Well, that's true.
That tuna was strong.
Okay. So you got the difference, right?
Yes, I got the difference.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. Thank you very much.
I'm done. Now you can go on to the stuff that's going to hopefully be the majority of the conversation today.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I got a lot of stuff. I got a Maryland Natural Resources Police report. But the big news, of course, this week was the Supreme Court decision, New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Kevin B. Bruin, superintendent of the New York State Police. The Supreme Court, this is from John Jocelyn, 2A Maryland. The Supreme Court has ruled that New York's law requiring proper cause as a prerequisite for a permit to carry a firearm. The question in every reader's mind is probably, how does this impact Maryland's requirement that an applicant must demonstrate good and substantial reason as required in Public Safety Article 5-306, so forth? short answer is, we don't know yet. And somebody asked me this question as well on email, my buddy Joe, and I said, too soon to tell, and this is exactly what John's saying. Until we have an opportunity to carefully digest the nuances in the language of the Supreme Court of the United States ruling, we won't know for certain. Maryland Attorney General has already sent a press release decrying the decision. What ultimately happened in Maryland is difficult to predict given the dynamics of current events. Pardon me. Politics is likely to be a factor in the short term. This is an election year. The current attorney general is not running for re-election, but the candidates to replace him are equally opposed to firearms ownership. If nothing else, this will make for some very fancy political posturing and creative rhetoric. Maryland State Police Licensing Division is well aware of the SCOTUS ruling and sent a preliminary statement. Please be patient. This is a watershed moment for all of us, including the Maryland State Police, and nothing is going to happen overnight. While the ruling will likely impact existing Maryland law, for the moment, nothing has changed. The Maryland State Police Licensing Division is not a lawmaking body, and it must take direction from the Maryland General Assembly and the Maryland Attorney General. We should not be surprised to see some sort of legislation in 2023 seeking to blunt the impact of the ruling. Senate President Ferguson and House Speaker Jones responded to the SCOTUS ruling by saying they would pass legislation, quote, here we go, to protect the people of Maryland. Can I add something in there during this reading?
That depends.
Well, here's what I'd like to say in response to House Speaker Jones and Senate President Ferguson saying that they would pass legislation to, quote, protect the people of Maryland. My question is, who are the people of Maryland going to protect them? What are they going to do to help the people of Maryland protect themselves from the people of Maryland who decide to be criminals? Please avoid rumors, mass speculations. Watch for an email early next week with a 2A Maryland Zoom meeting link. If you do not subscribe to 2A Maryland, I'll be more than glad to send you this report. If you'd like, email me, Ellis at Ellis Outdoors, and I will send it to you. Attorney General Frosch's statement following the Supreme Court decision. Maryland Attorney General Brian E. Frosch released the following statement. Today's decision, this was June 23rd, means more deaths and more pain in a country already awash in gun violence. If the norm is that people can carry firearms, our neighborhoods, our streets, and other public places will become more dangerous. It will make the lives of law enforcement more difficult and more perilous. The epidemic of gun violence sweeping our nation demonstrates daily the folly of introducing more guns into this boiling cauldron. Maryland, like other states, has enacted common-sense gun laws that place the lives and safety of our residents first. They have been proven to reduce gun violence. We will examine today's ruling to determine its impact in our state, and we will continue to fight to protect the safety of Marylanders. The only problem with that is restrictive gun restrictive gun regulations. They restrict the people who obey the Constitution. They restrict the law-abiding citizens from protecting their home and their hearth and their health from those who could give a rat's patoot. Do you agree with that, Robin?
Uh-huh.
I'm saying that these restrictive laws on law-abiding citizens are the ones that are supposed to follow the law. Criminals don't care.
No, I know.
How can...
That's the one thing that... And I will be honest. That is the one thing about gun control that I think is so stupid. Because the people who are going to use the guns correctly are the ones that are buying them legally anyway. The ones that don't give a rat's behind about which the laws...
A good word.
I know. Well, you already used it. I was trying to be creative. Now I lost my train of thought.
The criminals don't
care. They're already not paying attention. They're already buying the guns off the street. They're already buying them illegally.
Or stealing them.
Okay. So you could pass all the rules you want in the world. The ones that are doing them legally are going to still buy them legally.
Yeah.
If they can. Okay. And they're going to use them correctly and use them for protection and use them for hunting and not for bed. And the ones that are using them the way they're using them and just blowing people away are still going to do it because they're going to get them illegally because they want to do it.
Yep.
They don't care what you think. They don't care about your rules.
Nope.
Because if they cared about a rule, they wouldn't kill a person.
Correct.
Sorry. There, I'm done.
Okay, good. Good rant. I liked it. I like to get you ramped up every now and then.
Well, that just irritates the... stupidity irritates me, okay? It really does. That is my go-to thing. Stupidity irritates me.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680.
Are you cutting me off?
Yep.
We can't fix stupid, but it just, ugh.
Sounds like Forrest Gump over there. Stupid is a stupid does.
Well, look at what we got running our country.
Okay. Ooh, burn.
Sorry. I apologize.
Why?
Because I shouldn't be ignorant.
That wasn't ignorant. That was your opinion. That's what this radio show is based on, people's opinions. Right?
Yep.
That's what talk radio is all about. 410-922-6680. If you'd like to share your opinion, we'd love to hear it.
Just get Robin started.
Yeah, Robin's jacked up. Call in. Give her some more ammo, please. I'd like to hear her like that. All right. Aaron, do we have anybody on the line yet that wants to call in about this? I would love to have some phone calls on that. Doesn't look like it, does it, Robin? Good. Yeah.
See, everybody's still asleep in this hour, so I could just rant.
That's funny. All right. Well, Richard already emailed us. He wants to be in a fishing tackle giveaway. He's okay. In, so put him on the list. Oh, my goodness gracious. Whew. Okay.
Well,
what? Hey, look, I mean, this is a decision that people have been waiting for a long time. Long time. And every time the Second Amendment comes up in the Supreme Court, guess what? The Constitution wins. And some of the stupid stuff I've heard in the news and commentators say over the last couple days on several rulings in the Supreme Court, it's just absolutely amazing. I mean, it's all propaganda. I mean, it is all, you know, oh, now we need to do away with the court, and the justices are this, and the justices are that. The people are rioting in the streets because of Supreme Court decisions. It's just, you know, the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, the Constitution of the United States. Oh, my goodness. It's amazing. It's amazing. I want to read something here in just a minute. I'll get it up here in just a minute. And I want to read something to you. And what it strikes me is what our politicians are saying. Okay, so every elected official that you see on the tube says this when they take their oath of office. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. And that is the constitutional, the oath to support, protect the Constitution of the United States. But the moment the supreme lawmakers, this is the Supreme Court, not lawmakers, the lawmakers are the lawmakers, the court is the court. That's, thank God we have a separation of power. The moment that the Supreme Court issues a majority ruling that goes against the belief of some of our elected officials, well, we need to change the court. We need to pack the court. We need to, you know, do away with these justices. Donald Trump was a mean man. He put three justices on there that we knew would change the direction of the court. Guess what? You can't get a justice appointed to the Supreme Court without the approval of Congress. Okay? Just because you happen to be in the minority at that time or voted the other way doesn't mean you get to change it. It's the Constitution. Good grief. Oh, my goodness. Well, we got some people jacked up. Polly in Baltimore. Let's talk to Polly.
Good morning.
How are you, dear?
So far, great. I love hearing you. Okay? And I love hearing a little banter between you and your wife, which is great. But my question, you're talking politics. I received my official 2022 gubernatorial primary election specimen ballot. I never really paid attention to it before. I mean, I paid attention, you know, who I'm going to mark off. But how come everything on there is Democrat? I mean, I know I'm a registered Democrat. I might
That's why.
Republican.
That's why.
But then the final, I will get everybody's name on there, numbers, Republican and Democrat.
And in general, you only get the two candidates that win the primary. You can only vote in the Democrat primary.
Oh, okay. Okay, and then the one I vote for, boy, gets me. They got them down as to whether they're male, female. Who cares?
Oh, that's a big thing now. It's gender politics now. I know, who care? I mean, you know, to me, there are two sexes. XY and what is it, Robin? Chromosome. What is it?
XY and XX.
XX and XY. Male and female.
Oh, I agree.
Okay, but then there's... what do we look up? Right now, people are saying there's like 60-some genders.
That was 5 years ago.
I mean, it's, you know, it's...
No, things to identify as.
Oh, things to identify as, you know. Yeah, we can identify, you know. Men can identify as women. Women can identify as men. And who's going to question them? If that's the way you feel, it has nothing to do with, you know, biology. So, I don't know. This idiot governor of Michigan the other day would not use the word women in a speech. You know what she called women?
No.
Menstruating people.
Isn't that ridiculous?
I think so, don't you?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean...
Absolutely.
Polly, I can tell you identify as a woman, right?
Now, you'd probably get in trouble for asking that question.
I sure would.
There you go. But you know the latest candidate for the Supreme Court could not define woman?
I know, I heard that.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I don't care what you say. They should not be allowed to change their sex on their birth record. Whatever, however you were born. We all know the doctor did not make a mistake.
Well, with DNA right now, you can say that for certainty, no question. So, all right, Polly. Well, look, thank you for your...
Can I ask you one other question, please?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, now, I got down here, Attorney General.
Yep.
I thought you had to be a citizen of, let's say, the state of Maryland or Baltimore County.
No, not Baltimore County. Citizen of the state of Maryland.
State of Maryland, okay. Now, you mean to tell me that our former and his attorney general that's running on here, are they separated?
I don't know. Oh, I know you're talking about former Governor O'Malley and Katie Curran O'Malley?
Yeah, I think so, aren't they?
Are they? Delaware.
I don't know.
Hold on.
He lives in Delaware.
I thought they got divorced.
I don't know. I mean, Katie Couric fought, Joe Couric was anti-gun attorney general, you know, I think when I moved to Maryland. That's Katie's father. You know that, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's why she uses Katie Couric O'Malley.
Right.
So, I don't know the woman. I mean, I don't have any opinion one way or the other.
No, unless she moved back to the state, unless they're separated. You know,
don't
I'm
know.
I'm looking.
Okay. Robin will look. We'll get back to you, okay? Hang in there.
Absolutely, and you take care, and thank you again for everything.
Thanks, Polly. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
According to this.
Robin, we got Laurie on hold. But
no, you talk to Laurie. I'll be done.
I actually have to take a break because we're long.
Whatever you want.
I am. I'm taking a break. But I got to figure out who I'm breaking bad with today. Let's see.
They're still married.
All right.
I got that in there under the radar.
They are still married? Okay.
According to this.
According to that? All right.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take our second break. Go right ahead there, Aaron, and come back to me after the first spot, please.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Hey, Spurrier's Tire Service, located right up the street here, corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, even the big stuff. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and even wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll diagnose your air conditioning problems. They'll fill your air conditioning unit if you have, you know, a leak or something like that. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. So if your air conditioner isn't working on this 90-degree day, you need to get to Spurrier's. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
I went fishing one day, and I put my hook out in the water. And something got a hold to it, and it tried to get loose. When I pulled it up, it was a big fish on the hook. He was a twisting and a turning, trying to get loose. But the hook had him down, and he couldn't get loose. And I said, I wish the Lord would hook me one day like this hook fish. He hooked his feeling in me, and one Friday evening he came into my soul, and he hooked me with his spirit. And ever since that day, a song come into my mind. I said it like a Jeremiah say, there's a fire.
All right, Hank, sing it, baby.
I like that.
Let's talk to Laurie in Dundalk. Good morning, Laurie.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
I don't know anymore. I called about one thing, and then I was listening to that other conversation, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I really get screwed up when we start talking about all this gender stuff. Oh, my God.
Too much cookie. Hey. As long as you know who you are, and I know who I am, and Robin knows who she is.
I'm a woman.
Who cares?
I was me. I was born a woman, and I'm going to die a woman, and I'm grateful to my Savior that I'm a woman. Hell
amen. Yeah. Amen. There you go.
And look, I am a woman who loves chivalry. I like being treated like a woman. If you hold a door open for me or you pull a chair out for me, you have just made my day.
Well,
that's why she kind of likes me.
I called you a long time ago. I was a cop, so I didn't have too many hair pullings out for me. And
right.
Back when I was a cop, I was the only female on my shift. And back in the 80s in Essex, Ballmer County.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that had to be rough.
You know what? I'm from Baltimore City. It's funny. I was a little sissy girl. I wore glasses. Kids made fun of me. I went to speech class. I made up for it. and I liked being a cop. I really did. I wouldn't do it for zillions of dollars these days.
I wouldn't blame you.
But, you know, and there was we were talking about guns. I think you should have to apply for a permit. You should have to be fingerprinted. You should have to have a background check. And if you pass all that, then you get your gun permit. I see nothing wrong. I think if you're an honest citizen and a person that wants, whether you want to carry a permit or you want it for safety, I mean, I just have my gun for safety. I don't have a carry permit.
Right.
I haven't been a cop for a long time, so there's no reason for me to carry. But, I mean, you know, if you're a decent person, there's no reason. The only people that don't want to be going through background are the rotten people that are planning on robbing you, killing you, whatever. And like you said, they're going to get them on the street. They're going to buy anything illegal because you can get anything you want on the streets of anywhere these days, not just Baltimore City, anywhere.
Yep.
So if you're, you know, a rotten person, a cruddy person, if you're, you know, in the underworld, you're going to find whatever you want. Anywhere.
That's the way it's always going to be.
It's sad. You know, I feel sorry. I never had children. I never wanted any. And I feel sorry for today's youth because they don't realize they are letting themselves get ripped. They are allowing themselves to get ripped whether it's your parent or your buddy on the street. You know, everybody has potential, and they are worth more. And don't let somebody who can't stand theirself pull you down.
Amen. Sounds good.
You guys have a great one.
Thank you.
You also.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. All right. yeah, a lot of good points are being made. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we have one, too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. It's right over there against the outside wall. And it is gorgeous. It's stone-cased up to the ceiling. We put a beautiful insert in there from, guess where? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Ken Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected a brand called Enviro, the model EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and you should act now before the fall rush. 90 degrees? Go look at a gas fireplace insert at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And if you don't want that, you can now select a new pellet, a gas, an electric, or a wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. It will be here sooner than you think. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. That's coming from the bridge side. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Line-X Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Line-X Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Line-X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Line-X or Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie install your Line-X spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Line-X.
Hey, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good crabs and some good times? Well, the Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 40 years and knows seafood. Now, their Good Times Crab House is here in Baltimore. Good Times Crab House is located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18B. That's Route 26 West Liberty Road, convenient to anywhere in Baltimore. Head for Good Times Crab House for the freshest Maryland crabs, crab meat, Gulf shrimp, snow crab legs, and Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast with catering to serve over 200 guests for your large events. Call 443-657-7187. Look for Good Times Crab House on Facebook for their daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for crabs, catering, good crabs, and good times. Only 1 minute off the Beltway. It's Good Times Crab House. Call ahead, 443-657-7187.
When I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her auntie.
Hey, as much as we'd like to hear Ray Stevens, I want to hear Richard in New Zealand more.
It's been so long.
How you doing, Richard?
Hello.
Hey, Richard, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good. How is everybody there? Good?
Everybody's happy here.
Missing you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Good. Hey, listen, some great things happening in the Supreme Court, right?
Yes. You're right about that.
Happy about it. Even the abortion. It's a good day.
So how are things where you are? Still restrictive gun laws in New Zealand?
Yes, well that's what I was going to say to you. I mean anybody could Google it, but gun crime is at a 10-year high here.
Ever since they banned guns.
Interesting.
Notice how that works. The more restrictions you put on guns for law-abiding people, the more the criminals act out about it. Well, same things happened here. All our major cities, crime has doubled in our major cities across this country. And I know you read about it, and I know you hear about it. And even Baltimore, we're on a record pace for more homicides in Baltimore than ever, and Washington D.C. right down the road. And, you know, it's just, the politicians, here's the thing, they get it, okay, but they're driven by some other, I don't know what, mentality or some other, what drives them? I don't understand what drives a politician.
Well, I don't know if it's fair to really say, I'll just give you my opinion roughly, it's money. They're controlled by money.
That's true. That's true.
It's money. They, you know, the old saying is follow the money. You follow the money, you'll find out where the problem is.
That's true. There's an even older saying than that. The love of money is the root of all evil.
That's correct. But a lot of people misquote it. They say the love of money. Or, the love of money.
Yeah.
It is the love of money. That is the root of all evil. It's
That's
not
true.
Money. It's the love of
no.
money. That's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Richard, do you want to hold on?
To let you know that, you know, I just wanted to let you know that whatever it is, 10,000 miles away, 5 million people, when you disarm the honest person, that's what happens.
Absolutely, Richard. Well said. Thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Okay, we're listening.
Thank you, buddy. See ya.
See you soon.
Robin.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Pay attention to what's going on right now.